Looks like we are going live. Welcome everybody to Mountain Crypto. I am your host Shane Ripley, and today we are going to talk about the Loom token and do a review. We're going to look at all the information we can. We're going to look at the website. We're going to take a look at the coin and everything else. It's a rainy day here in the San Diego East County Mountains, so I'm indoors. Right next to a nice fireplace there, staying toasty warm. I hope you are staying warm and doing good yourself. First off, I'd like to give my disclaimer. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give financial advice of any kind. Just give my opinion and share my thoughts, maybe what I'm doing or just stuff that I'm looking at for you to take a look at. Remember that cryptocurrency is speculative and you can lose all your money. But we feel like if you're wise and do your research, you can have a great opportunity to make some money in this ecosystem. So with that, I just want to also thank my subscribers, everybody that showed out at the presentation in San Diego County at the Lakeside branch of the county library. Thanks for coming by. We had a really good crowd there. At one point, there was about 10 people, and it lasted like over an hour and 20 minutes. So it was really nice. So let's get right into our review. First thing we'll do, folks, is we will look at the website, and I'll pull that up for you right now. We'll take a look at this. That's actually CoinMarketCap. We'll go back and look at that in a little bit. Whoops. Where in the heck are we? Huh. That's unusual. Let's see here. There. Nope. That's not the page. Huh. Okay. Here we go. All right. You can go to their website. This is the team. Let me go back to the main page. All right, so when you go to their website, it's loomx.io. And what they have here is really a lot of games and a real ecosystem for developers. And in doing the research, I found that they actually don't have a white paper. They feel like that's just a waste of words. And they claim that the proof is in the pudding, right? So they're actually doing things, and that speaks louder than a white paper. I also looked for a roadmap, and there are little roadmaps here and there. I could not find anything specifically. I did spend, quite a bit of time on this. I would say this is definitely more a project for people who are interested in gaming, and also really caters to developers. But there's a lot of interesting things going on here, and I think it's worth taking a look at. Also, the reason I'm doing the review on this website is because this is one of the recently added coins to Coinbase Pro. And they had added about 5 coins, and every week I've been doing a review on one of the coins. This is the last of the newest coins that were put onto Coinbase Pro that we'll be reviewing. So they think talk is cheap, and they feel that tangible results are what matters. Most of the information you're going to get on here, you're going to have to go to their website and really hunt around quite a bit. Also, they do a lot of posts on Medium. So if you like using Medium and hopping around from page to page and link to link, then you will be able to get some information. I'll try to share with you what I've extrapolated from my spending quite a bit of time on it. They are basically trying to get a bunch of developers to build dApps and then release in-depth documentation after the fact. Which that makes sense if you're going to be primarily building dApps. You can hear my cats fighting in the background there. So they said that if you're thinking that they're secretive about what they're doing, that they've actually written 50,769 plus words of content on their Medium publication that they started October 2017. So basically, they are going to be, these articles are about scaling Ethereum, building dApps, online games, and social applications that are going to be built. So really what they're doing is they are complementing the Ethereum platform. What is Loom Network? In one of the articles on Medium, they ask that question and they say it is a fundamental infrastructure platform to help Ethereum scale. So that's a good thing. Anything that is helping the Ethereum network definitely is welcomed by the cryptocurrency community at large. It allows developers to run large-scale applications and is the first Ethereum scaling solution to be in live production. It says that they are kind of the equivalent of EOS on top of Ethereum. That's their claim. And then the Loom SDK is something that allows developers to quickly build their own blockchain without having to understand blockchain infrastructure. You can think of it like building your own blockchain infrastructure or blockchain developers. So let me see if I can find, here's how you can download the SDK. We're not going to download that, but you can look at the website if you want to check that out. Then there's the dApp chains, which basically they can have side chains. So it's a layer 2 blockchain that uses Ethereum as its base platform. And like I said, you can see here, this is a media website, Medium, and they talk about how they don't really believe in the white paper there. So there's a lot of benefits, they say, to these dApp chains and this scalability. Obviously, it's highly scalable. They say that there is security guarantees of Ethereum. And then they go in the DPoS, which is, I guess it's dApps proof of stake. It enables massive scalability dApps. So this SDK that they talk about actually allows a lot of scalability out of the box. This delegated proof of stake, that is what DPoS stands for sure. It's kind of like allowing these large scale apps with a gasless transaction and second transaction time, sub-second transaction time. So they're really fast and they don't cost any money, according to what I'm reading here. Now they say that this is secured by Plasma on Ethereum. Plasma is another part of their program. It helps transfer assets back and forth from Ethereum. It allows these digital assets like ERC-20 coins and ERC-721 tokens to be used on the dApp chain and still remaining secure. Now, if all this sounds confusing, it's probably because it is. But we'll try and keep it as simple as we can. Understanding dApp chains, they are for scaling Ethereum and dApps through sidechains. There's millions of dApp applications on Ethereum, and there are going to be an introduction to application-specific sidechains. So there's a lot of helping you understand these things better through these articles and through these training. You'll see as we go through the website. Understanding Plasma. Plasma allows users securely to transfer their digital assets into sidechains from Ethereum mainnet without the need of trust of sidechains and a consensus algorithm. So basically, it's not like Bitcoin with the proof of work. They're more of a proof of stake. And they have some, they show you some of the cost that it costs to be doing these different things that they have here. So you can check that out if you want. Let's go back to the website here. You can check out this being backed by Ethereum here. So Plasma, again, is this going to allow digital assets to transfer on these side chains without a need to trust the side chain's algorithm. So why that's going to be important is because people can play these games and earn tokens, and people can create content and collect tokens and such. There's a lot of transferring of tokens back and forth, and if you dig into this, you'll see that what they're really trying to do is build ecosystems based on gaming and social media and a lot of these things that we've seen a lot of other coins do and a lot of other projects say they're going to do. The difference is Loom seems to have quite a bit going on the gaming side. So this definitely could, you know, have legs to do something. So it's worth looking into. The Loom token, of course, this is one of the tokens on that's going to be used within this ecosystem. So what kind of progress has the Loom network made so far? Okay, well, as of March 14th, 2018, they had their first dApp chain. It went live. And you can go there. You can go to delegatecall.com, and it's very similar to Steemit. And there's, it's like a blogging platform, but you can ask questions and things like that, questions and answers related to blockchain and Ethereum programming. So again, a lot of this is really catering toward helping people to be able to move these tokens around within this ecosystem. Here you can kind of see a diagram of how it could work. You would earn tokens by posting questions and answers within this particular ecosystem here. And there's also something called On Delegate Call, where you earn these karma points. And the karma points, you have to answer questions, get upvoted, then you earn these ERC20 tokens on the Ethereum mainnet. And you can earn real money by contributing instead of just these useless karma points, they say. So sign up, ask a question, and the Delegator Call Block Explorer is there to watch the Delegated Call dApp chain and get updated with your questions in real time. So that's kind of how that part of it works. There's also the Loom SDK beta, which opened up on June 12th, 2018. This basically needs a lot of work still, according to the last thing I read. It's really hard to find a serious detailed roadmap in my experience here. Also, something that you may have heard of is that through Looms and through this network and this ecosystem, they created a game called Crypto Zombies. And it's more than just a game. It's actually, I don't know if it's going to be in here or not, but let's see if we can find something. See how you just keep linking through these articles? Every time you want to answer for something, you got to click on these other links here, and you just are going down one rabbit hole after another. Here's the program writing called ETH Fiddle. That's a link on their website. You have Solidity X, which is another thing going on here. You have this zombies game here, Crypto Zombies. This is what I wanted to look at. So basically, through this game, you can learn how to code. It is free. You can check this out if you want. They explain what it is. It's basically coding lessons through a game. You can build a zombie army. Whoops, sorry, went through that kind of quick. And basically, you're building dApps on Ethereum by playing this game. The best way to make sure your platform is chock full of useful applications, they say, is to make it as easy as possible for developers to build on top of it. So they've done this with these applications that they've built in-house, Delegate Call, the social sites, Zombie Battleground for games. And in this, you have a bunch of really good tutorials and development help through every step. So now they're in the process of building Crypto Zombies 2, according to this paper that I read in Medium. Maybe they're already building it. They want to build a global network of crypto zombies meetups. And the Zombie Battleground, which is a private alpha launch that started on August 15th, 2018. The Zombie Battleground was completely funded by Kickstarter in their first day. And it was released 3 days after the campaign ended. 2 weeks later, they had the second alpha build, which is also included in Android and iOS versions. So it really took off quick. So even though you and I maybe don't see the value in this, a lot of other people do. And if you don't understand how valuable gaming is, it's a huge, huge industry. It's a 100% on-chain collectible card game that happens on the Zombie Battleground. And they're hoping that this is going to be bigger than CryptoKitties, which if you heard about CryptoKitties, that thing, I think it was like, I don't know if it was $1 billion, but it was just millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that pumped into this game and were created out of this game, CryptoKitties, on the Ethereum network. So they're hoping that this is going to be something really big like that and catch on to mainstream because it's easy to use, they say. Plasma Chain launch was on the 24th of 2018, and this is a hub, again, for transacting between the sidechains and the Ethereum mainnet. So kind of sounds like, it sounds like coin swapping, but they talk about that it's for developers, it's to make it scalable, it helps them to be more scalable than Ethereum to deploy these games like Zombie Battlefield. Now they also have a Zombie Battlefield marketplace, which is running on the Plasma chain at this time. They state, as a central hub that acts as a bridge between multiple sidechains and Ethereum, Plasma chain will be one of the most important pieces in our vision moving forward. So they have all kinds of projects, all kinds of side projects. They've got ethfiddle.com, which we looked at. They've got Solidity X, which I don't know if we looked at that. We'll take a look at that. They've got Crypto Zombies, what we just looked at. They have ETH Deploy and all these other things. Let's take a look at this. Secure by default programming language. You just look at this here. They show you some basic programming here. If you've never done any programming, then this probably doesn't interest you, but it is very popular, and it helps make this easier for people to create games and applications and such. So this topic is a little too technical for me to explain. I have to struggle through this stuff when I do any kind of, I don't know that I'd call it programming, but setting up cards and applications and things like that are a little bit more technical. What else? We got ETH Deploy here. You can deploy your dApps in seconds. You get early access. There it is right there. You can show them off. Real simple deployment. You can scale your apps on an off-chain without breaking the bank. Here's some more information on it. If you're interested in doing that, I would recommend going and checking out this website. It says their roadmap update for fourth quarter 2008. They have links to that. I looked at it. It didn't seem much different than the stuff that I've already been telling you about. You can get on mailing lists. You can get on their Twitter, their Telegram. There's all kinds of opportunities to get information, but it is really scattered, in my opinion. It's a little bit of work to go through this and identify it. They're also adding Plasma Cash to the Loom network. Plasma Cash is a smart contract where you can make smart contracts. They state it means users will be able to have gasless transactions and sub-second confirmation times on sidechains while having their token fully backed by the security of the Ethereum network. They talk about their next steps. They talk about some token splitting, which I found pretty confusing, but they're researching about token splitting and merging on the plasma chain. They have no clear consensus reached. So a lot of things are kind of up in the air here. The movement of a token between mainnet and the plasma chain. I was saying that the plasma chain seems kind of like a token swap place. But they're trying to make this a sort of a side chain where you can exchange different tokens. And probably these would be, I'm imagining these are the tokens like the non-fungible tokens and other tokens, so where you could buy and sell. If a token enters this new plasma, let's see what they call that thing again. Plasma chain. Like I said, it gets kind of confusing. Just read it again a minute ago. Plasma chain something or another. Lost it. Anyway, they have a challenging period that they're talking about where a user would be able to deposit and withdraw their tokens directly within the mainnet plasma contract, removing any risk of token being stolen from a side chain. They give the Loom plasma flow design. So the Loom token could flow in between the plasma. The plasma is it's funny because they talk about it as an exchange, but on the diagram they show it more as a smart contract. In the Ethereum network, they show the user as using that, and then the Loom being a liquidity provider. And it's just really confusing to me, but hopefully you can get more information. It does seem like they're doing a lot of stuff. They have a lot of stuff on the GitHub. Here's the SDK. You can sign up for this. All kinds of programming language right there. JavaScript, Phaser, Golang, Unity. If you are a programmer, you are probably very familiar with some of these terms. And that is about it as far as that goes. We could take a look at the team here. Let's see, they might have that. Oh, here it is. I want to show you this. Where is that? Oops. Darn it. They have the diagram that I was telling you. Here it is, right here. Okay. So here's how they show the Loom plasma flow. Okay. I wish I could make that a little smaller. So there's the Ethereum mainnet. Okay, and then there's the plasma cash contract up here. Here's you. Here's a Loom liquidity provider. It says the optional step is the liquidity provider automatically sends the token back. So I guess, this is talking about the challenging period. Okay. All right, listening for deposits. Submit block headers periodically. Use plasma case token in game. So see, this is so much stuff going on. It's really a lot to grasp. But if this is something you're interested in, we'll take a look at the coin. Let me type it in there. The token is Loom. I go to coinmarket.cap. Usually works pretty good. They have a website. If you go to technical documentation, it just takes you to the Medium because they don't have a white paper. They've got 27 million market cap. The coin is going for about 4.5 cents right now. And when we look at the history, it first was listed here about March 15th, right around there, 2018. And they spiked up pretty quickly here to about 71 cents. So I mean, with this being today's price, 4 cents, almost 5 cents, 71 cents. So you're talking about if it were to reach former highs, that would be about a 14X. So if you believe in this project and you believe that it could reach its former high back when the market spiked, I mean, it looks like it's really following Bitcoin pretty closely. Like most altcoins, it does spike a little higher, and then when Bitcoin's doing badly, it tends to go lower. So if we do have a bull market, this could definitely be a big winner if this is something you're interested in. Okay, so I'd like to go into my calendar and some of the things that are going on. We have a drawing from those that watched the last coin review, Civic. We can look at that. Let's see. Hello again. Maybe we can shrink this down. Take a look at what else we got here. So much good stuff. If you're not aware, we do have... I wonder what happened here. We have a Patreon site. There it is. There's links. You can check that out. We have a website, Mountain Crypto. This was the event we had last week. I'll be updating this. I have another event coming up. It is going to be in San Diego County on February the 21st. And we may actually have another event coming up before that, maybe, possibly here closer to Alpine. And it will be on the blockchain. We'll talk about safety and security and give handouts and things like that. There'll be questions and answers. Show you how to get started with cryptocurrency if you haven't already learned that. Let's see. What else? We want to get with the... My cats are just making all kinds of noise today. Let's see. So there's the random generator. Let's do the... drawing. And we had a lot of participation this time. Really no. Oh, crumb. What just happened? Darn it. Hope I didn't mess that up. Okay, here we go. Not that one. Here we go. Civic token was the last one that we said we'd do a drawing on. We'll just get the link here. Copy that. And there's the random generator. Paste that on there. And load comments. And pick a winner. Randomly pick a winner. What the heck is this thing doing? There we go. All right. Here we go. Here's our winner. It looks like... Ta Militant Minded One, you are the winner of a SkyCoin. I will get that shipped off to you by the end of the day. So thank you. If you leave a comment in a SkyCoin wallet on this video here, then next week when I do the next drawing at the next most likely coin review video. By the way, these are unsponsored coin reviews, so you get my real opinion. Even if they were sponsored, you'd get my real opinion, but there you go. That is it. I'm going to close this. Thank you for everyone on the podcast. Thank you for everybody on Facebook. Remember, the drawing is only on the YouTube. That's where you got to leave the comment, and that's where you need to leave the SkyCoin wallet. If you don't have a SkyCoin wallet, go to skycoin.net and download the appropriate wallet. Also, SkyCoin is offering their miners for sale. They're about $2,000. You do have to put it together yourself. You need to be a little bit tech savvy, but that is kind of cool if you want to check that out. And with that, this is your host, Shane Ripley, with Mountain Crypto. Over and out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.